Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School principal Dan Van Coten joins us on today's program to talk about the upcoming academic year.
First of all, just how has summer gone for you so far, and what are some of the things that you and the staff have been working on for the upcoming fall?
Yeah, I've been here all summer, and a lot of staff has been here all summer, but it's really intensified the last couple of weeks, and a lot of teachers are here about every day. So we've been busy preparing. School starts next week Wednesday for our new students and our transfer students. And actually today, our new crop of international students show up. So we will start orienting them today. I'm really happy to report that our enrollment, which we thought was going to be down a little bit, is nearly what it was last year. We graduated a sizable class, and our incoming freshman class is quite a bit smaller. But with our new students and transfer students coming in, we're about where we were last year. So I'm very grateful for that.
Well, and not only are the students going to be coming in, they're going to have a lot of familiar faces, where your staff has been very stable over the past couple of years, and that will continue. And in fact, now you've had a full year under your belt as leading as the full-time principal. So how has that gone for you to have now some experience in your back pocket? And what is it like to have all of your staff coming back with an additional few faces?
Well, I think a school is as strong as its staff. And we are grateful here and very blessed to have a solid veteran staff. We lost no one from last year to this year, so it's really wonderful. In addition, we have such a strong support staff. It's not just the teachers, but it's people like Doug Van Wyk, our custodian, Bonnie Van Weingarten, our head cook. Those people do a great job at our school and for our kids and are well-loved. We did hire a couple of new associates who will join us. Rochelle McClellan and Pam Bassett will join us as associates, and then a couple of custodians as well. Kayla Vink will join us as our evening custodian, and also Holly Stover-Milligan as a part-time custodian. So we will have a few new faces, but all the faces in the classroom will be veterans.
How have things been going for you in terms of your, you know, now that you're a couple years into the administrative side of things as opposed to being a counselor, or it had its own challenges? What's it like now that you've had a little bit of experience, and what have you been able to learn over the past year?
Last year, I didn't know what I didn't know as much as I do this year. Although, yeah, it's certainly a great asset to go into this for the second round. I know a lot more of the protocols and some of the things I need to be doing. So I feel like I'm firmly embedded in this saddle and getting ready to go. The week before school starts, just no matter, I think if you're a first-year administrator or a 10th-year administrator, it's just crazy. And it's turning out that way. I mean, there's all sorts of unexpected things that happen on top of the things that you're already supposed to be doing. But yeah, the office staff here is great, and they've been here through thick and thin all summer long and have gotten a lot of work done. So we're about ready to go.
Well, and when you're getting ready to go, you're looking at new initiatives and new programs, as many schools have throughout the years and throughout summer times, really have a chance to work on some of those. What are some of the new things that students and staff will notice coming up over the next year?
Right. One thing that I'm really looking forward to is we are changing up our chapel program just a bit. First of all, it's going to be on a different day. We're going to have Tuesdays and Fridays for chapels instead of Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's not such a big deal, but it is different from the way we've had it for years. Also, Jody DeVries is going to help us with chapel planning this year. She's going to add her expertise to the work that Mr. Van Voorst, our choral director, already does. And Jody has a lot of worship coordinating experience and a lot of music experience. So that's going to be a very nice addition to that group. Also, Joel Ridham, our Bible teacher, is working on a small group plan for our chapel time. So twice a month, our students will be broken up into small groups, and we'll do some value-added things in terms of faith formation. And Joel and a few other people have put a lot of work into that already, so we're ready to launch that. That group, Joel and Mr. Van Voorst, Tim, and also Mr. Van Persum, have chosen a theme verse for us for this coming year. And that verse is Galatians 5:25, which says, "Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." And so we're going to do some things related to the fruits of the Spirit this year and help our students gain a renewed vision for the fruits of the Spirit and how those can be developed and used in their own lives.
Once again, that was Pella Christian High School principal Dan Van Coten. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.